And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Hot and cold, which we are once again here on the show this morning because apparently the air condition gone again.
I don't even care about that because, first of all, we have barbecue ice cream coming in from Betty Ray's.
That makes me very happy.
Very excited to try, but today's going to be a very fun day.
Oh, is it? I don't think it will be.
I'm pretty excited about the show today, Shaylee.
No, I'm not.
Hashtag torture closet.
Some cool treats coming in this morning, the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, everybody's talking about this new barbecue ice cream that they made. They teamed up with Joe's, and it's got like a caramel mixed with barbecue sauce, and then they have candied burnt ends in the ice cream. And people are either completely disgusted or completely intrigued by this. They're debuting the ice cream Sunday, but they're going to bring some in for us to sample at about...
Oh, a sneak peek.
Yes, 8 o'clock, and then they're going to give us some to give away as well.
So. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the barbecue ice cream.
Is that your jingle?
That's their new jingle.
You didn't
free
have
of
a
charge.
Kazoo.
You can have that.
But there's no kazoo behind
it. Well, that's true. That's true. All right, I want to do this real quick here if we can.
Previously on the show with Jen and Truda.
New York Post came out with its list of the 28 best barbecue restaurants in America. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, named America's best barbecue restaurant. I'm going to admit something right now in front of all of Kansas City. Let me preface this by saying I was born here, Bethany Medical Center in KCK. I've lived a good part of my life in Kansas City.
Don't say what I think you're going to say.
Joey, don't give me that look. He's looking at me like he knows what I'm going to say.
Don't say it.
I've never been to Joe's. Never once. I've never been there.
Well, that just brought things to a screeching halt.
We tried to go once to the original, the gas station, and the line was so long. And
the
it
line's
was,
always long.
I know, but it was one of those things where we were on. There's no excuse. There's no
shame
reason.
On you.
How have I never been?
Well, did you go yesterday?
I was not able to go.
Oh, man.
I had to go. And
that's it. We're going today.
I know. Okay. I'm game. I can't go today. I'm going to Nebraska.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll go.
Okay, we'll go today.
Yeah. I've never actually been there either.
What?
Oh, snap.
What?
Well,
who
hang on.
Are you people?
Hold on. I have had
just
it
get out.
In a to-go. I was actually in Oklahoma, and they brought Oklahoma Joe's, which at the time, that's
right.
What it was called. They brought that for dinner. So
I have had it.
It was not hot in the store.
Okay.
And in my defense, yesterday when we brought that up, the text line did light up with people saying, I've lived here my entire life and I've never had Joe's either.
Right.
Why I was very excited when I heard we were going to Joe's yesterday and then I never got an invite.
I'm sorry. We didn't make it over there.
We were busy. We had meetings. So.
Stuff and things.
That's right.
There will be Joe's in our ice cream, though. We're sampling that.
Well, she'll get it today.
I'll take that.
So she'll get it today. I'm looking forward to that. All right, 6:11 on the show. It is the 14th day of July. It's Friday. And here's Jim with 10 items or less.
My new favorite line came out of this press conference last night. MMA superstar Conor McGregor is dismissing racially insensitive comments he made leading up to his fight against boxing legend Floyd Mayweather. In an interview posted on YouTube Wednesday, McGregor made a comment that appeared to suggest black boxers were like monkeys. So in a press conference last night, McGregor said being accused of racism doesn't sit well with him and that he just wanted to say something and have a little fun with it. So last night, Conor McGregor says, "Don't people know I'm half black? I'm black from the waist down."
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that happened. Floyd Mayweather called the comments totally disrespectful.
This is going to be a heck of a fight, my friends. Do you guys watch this? Do you watch the boxing or anything?
You know, I'll probably end up watching the actual 27-second fight, which is how long they usually last.
Right,
no.
Right.
But the build-up stuff, the whole... It looks so, like, WWE to me. Like, the whole production. I'm wearing this glorious snake coat and walking out to my people. Like,
I got things to do. I'm not watching that.
We were watching it at the restaurant last night. We were having dinner. Danielle's like, "What is this?" And I go, "Oh, this is so great. The showmanship of it all."
It's a big
production.
They're
toe-to-toe. They're snapping at each other.
Well, everyone's going to watch. Venus Williams celebrating another win at Wimbledon as she heads to this weekend's championship round. Williams could become the oldest women's singles champion at Wimbledon since 1908. You can get some free Starbucks today, Shaylee. Do you know that?
Oh, I know.
Starbucks.
Don't worry.
Offering a free tall-sized Teavana shaken iced tea from 1 to 2 this afternoon. The limit, one per customer, but you don't have to buy anything to get it. The details are all on the KC 1021 Facebook page. And Beyonce is introducing the world to the Carter twins, Sir and Rumi. Beyonce took to Instagram overnight to post a photo of the newborns. In it, Beyonce is posing in the backyard of her Malibu mansion with a flower wreath behind her. Wrapped in a floral cloth, the superstar stands holding her new family additions, captioning the photo, Sir Carter and Rumi, 1 month today. This picture that went up overnight, 2 million likes already.
Anything she does turns to gold.
That's what's happening on the Insta overnight. There's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Drivers spend an average of 44 hours a year doing this. What is it? 816-576-7102.
We'd like to know. We start with Joe in St. Joe. That's morning. Awesome. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good.
What do you think we're doing?
Waiting in the drive-thru.
Oh, that's a great guess. Shaylee, you
okay,
laugh.
Okay, yes. Yes. Maybe it's longer. Judge me if you need to.
A coffee, maybe?
That's not the correct answer, though.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. In Blue Springs, here's Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
They're stuck in traffic somewhere.
That's another good guess, but not it.
All right, Stacy, thank you. 816-576-7102.
This is something I don't have to do because I get here super, super early in the morning. So when I get into work, this isn't an issue for me. You guys either. Just because we're here so early.
It's the time of the day, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Give us your guesses here. We'll get these. 816-576-7102. Calls only for this. And what is the prize we're winning today?
Ladies 80s night tickets. It's going to be at Voodoo Lounge. I believe it's September 8th is the night for that show, Material Girl. You're going to hear songs from Madonna. Just a fun night out at Voodoo.
All right, gotcha. All right, Stacey, you got a guess here for what they're doing in traffic so long?
Hello?
Oh, my button, it doesn't work. Stacey, hey, good
Hello.
Morning. Hi there,
well,
what's your guess?
I think I hear you. Okay, well, it's not stuck in traffic, uh-huh. So they're blinded by the sunlight.
Oh, certainly.
Blinded by the light.
It's Manfred Mann, Shaylee. Yes. Incorrect.
All right, in Raymore, here's Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Is it said it stoplight?
Nope, it sure isn't.
Okay, thank
Guess
you.
Guess again.
Okay, let's go to Warrensburg. Here's Mark. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Oh, you're cutting out.
Uh-oh, bad
stuff. Good morning.
Ah, there we
good
go.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you think?
Waiting at a stoplight.
Nope, not it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Something you would do in a parking garage, like we have here,
okay.
Might be an issue in there.
Mm-hmm.
Could be an issue if you go to a store Saturday when it's super busy.
And it's super hot.
Yes.
Okay. Just a couple more here. We'll take the break. Stacy, what do you think here?
I'm Carlos. I've guessed twice. What could it be? you guys don't do it because it's early in the morning.
Uh-huh, because there's no traffic. There's not very many people at work when we come into work. Makes things nice and empty for us. Parking
you
garage.
You don't have to wait to go to the bathroom? Because it's nice and empty. I'm like, okay, you don't have to talk to your coworker?
No, I'm not that graphic. That's
well,
not.
Nobody bothering you at work?
Well, that's true, too.
Not talking to your boss.
Well, except for Dale, I guess.
This is specific to drivers.
All right. 576-7102. We'll take some more calls coming up here. We'll take the break.
It's a completely empty parking lot when we get here.
Jen is working on entertainment news as well.
I am. Nominations for the 2017 Emmy Awards came out yesterday. Who are the surprise nominees?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Back on the show, it's KC 1021 at 637. Jen's Impossible Question.
A lot of people are doing it on the text line. You do have to call to be the winner for this. Drivers spend an average of 44 hours a year doing what?
Diane, we go to you. What's your guess?
Search for a parking lot spot.
Searching for parking spaces is correct.
There we go.
We waste an average of 44 hours a year doing that. You got it right. We're going to send you to Ladies 80s Night at Voodoo Lounge. All right? See Material Girl.
All right. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, actress Jane Lynch from Best in Show and Glee is 57. MMA fighter and professional boxer Conor McGregor is 29. And from Dancing with the Stars, the newly married Peta Murgatroyd is 31. Nominations for the 2017 Emmy Awards were announced yesterday, with Saturday Night Live and Westworld leading the tally at 22 nods apiece. That's the most nominations that Saturday Night Live has ever received in a single season. Stranger Things and Feud both scored 18 nominations, and Veep got 17. Game of Thrones, which normally dominates the major categories, began its seventh season too late to meet eligibility requirements this year. I know a lot of people are excited that that comes back on Sunday. NBC's This Is Us was also recognized in Best Drama and for lead actors Sterling K. Brown and Milo Ventimiglia. See, that's bad because now they have to compete against each other, which means neither one will win in that category. And I love them both.
Well, who else is up in that? Do you know?
Let me go to this site.
What the bigger candidates are? I think.
Well, This Is Us now has two chances to win.
Yeah, but what happens is it separates them, though.
People split them, I guess.
Well, what are you going to do?
Saturday Night Live, I mean, they deserve with all the Trump stuff and the Alec Baldwin. That's
absolutely
pretty good for them. That's awesome.
So Best Actor for Drama, Sterling K. Brown, Anthony Hopkins for Westworld, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Matthew Rhys, The Americans, Liev Schreiber. Is that how you say his name?
Liev Schreiber.
Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. That's tough. And then Milo Ventimiglia. Mm. It's a tough category.
That's true.
Who else? Oh, Carrie Fisher got a posthumous nomination as guest actress in a comedy series for Amazon's Catastrophe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. New kid on the block, Donnie Wahlberg, says he always treats the staff at Waffle House like royalty. That's why the star left a $2,000 tip on his $82 bill at a Charlotte, North Carolina Waffle House Wednesday night. He posted a picture of the receipt on Facebook and said, "My mom waited tables, my dad tended bars for years, so when I walk into a Waffle House and the staff treats me like a king, you better believe I treat them like queens." New Kids on the Block performed in Queen City last night. We've got that story up on our Facebook page if you want to check out the fun picture of Donnie with the Waffle House staff.
This is their thing, right? They go to Waffle House after every show?
That's what I hear. A lot of people have seen them in different cities.
They've even performed in one.
I did not run across them when they were here.
Did you go to Waffle House?
I did not.
Oh. How do you spend $83 bucks in Waffle House?
Oh, I could do that easily. You know how many waffles I could eat?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So last night during the storms, I started to watch Big Brother. I tried to watch, and my DirecTV went out at 8:05.
Oh, no.
Right after Christmas, gave her speech that she had to have surgery, but then my TV went out. So I don't know exactly what happened, Shaylee.
You're not sure what happened?
I don't know either.
Did you get to see what happened?
So luckily my TV came back on about 8:20 and we got to see the eviction last night and the final vote. And even though it was a little bit scary at the beginning that we thought people were going to flip their vote for Ramses, instead, Cody goes home.
And Cody was who Shaylee had chosen in our Big Brother draft a few weeks ago.
You know what? I do have a beef to pick with both of you.
Okay.
Because,
oh, what is that?
Because in an NFL draft, you get to watch them beforehand. You get to pick who you want. We did not get to do that. We just saw what their interview was on CBS.com, and that was it.
You got to see a little of their background. You knew he was a former Marine. You knew he had a good body.
I didn't know he was a jerk store.
I mean,
Joey
knew that Jess had boobs. So,
so we know what they physically look like. That's it.
Right?
This is not a real draft.
Shaylee, that's part of the fun.
Is that what this is?
That is part of the fun.
Don't be mad because you went home first.
I just want you guys to remember, paybacks are, you know.
What are they?
Just you wait.
So the punishment is, we decided on this, and I got to thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, man, we are really twisted. This show, we are just really twisted or something.
We remembered that we have a tiny promotions closet, and we thought, okay, loser, when you get voted off Big Brother, has to go sit in that promotions closet for 10 minutes, so you get nice and claustrophobic anyway, just from being in there, because it's small.
Right.
Door will be shut, and then the rest of us get to choose the torture music playlist.
And on top of the added bonus that the air conditioning is out, so it's going to be nice and toasty.
Correct.
This is actual torture.
So the music that you hate the most is now going to be played for 10 minutes as you sit in this hot, tiny, cramped closet. And we thought, even better, let's put a camera on them, make sure we can video this so everybody can
join
in the fun. There will be a camera on you. Yeah. And,
we're going to put this on Facebook Live, as a matter of fact. Yes.
It's all set up.
Face your fears Friday.
Oh, no. There's
twisted.
Not a clown in there, is there?
Oh, you just
Guys.
Wait. Oh, this
Are
is
you
all,
serious?
It's all happening.
Well, who knows what's going to happen in the closet?
Don't get heated up now. You've got 10 minutes to sit through. If you get all heated now, just imagine what that 10
well,
minutes
I'll be passed
be.
Out in the closet. It won't matter.
All right, so everybody watch Facebook Live. We're going to take a break.
Oh, God.
We're going to do traffic and weather. We'll come back. We're going to put Shaylee in the closet.
The torture
playlist.
In 10 playlist.
Minutes, we'll begin.
This is the most glorious torture music.
I hate you both.
You can imagine.
How do you feel about this?
I'm terrified. Oh, perfect. That's what we were after. Yeah.
That's good. Watch Facebook Live starting about 7:25 this morning. Keep your eye on Facebook because the punishment is coming up next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee's draft pick in Big Brother went home last night, so Shaylee is currently in the torture closet.
It is here.
You can see it. It's live on Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. How you doing in there, Shales?
I'm already ready to get out, and I think it's only been 30 seconds.
Uh-huh. It's tiny, no air conditioning, very warm in there. The torture music is beginning. 10 minutes, the music you hate that we've chosen for you.
That's right. So we have Joey outside the closet there. So Joey, like, knock on the door if you can hear us out there. Yep, okay.
Does that mean I get to come out?
No. It's just beginning. So Joey's out there poised with the iPad of doom.
Oh, no.
With your playlist. Shaylee, are you ready for your torture punishment?
No, but let's just get this stupid thing over with.
Your 10 minutes starts now.
Hit it, Joey!
Okay. Oh, come on! Joey, I'm gonna kill you. Oh. Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
The Pin Pineapple song.
I have a pen. No. Can I turn this thing off?
You should see how uncomfortable she looks on Facebook Live.
No.
Yeah, we are Facebook Living this, so check our Facebook page.
Oh, God.
No, you cannot.
Is there anything I can plug my ears with?
Nope.
Turn it up, Joey.
No.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Do we get the whole song? I love this song. You should see us dancing.
What's it gonna go to now?
Okay.
Oh, you love Taylor Swift. You love Taylor.
Yeah, but I feel like you guys are gonna ruin it.
What?
I don't trust you people. What in the heck is this?
It's a metal version of Taylor Swift.
What? What? You guys are demented.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, make this stop.
Okay,
Can I turn it off?
Putting her in the torture chamber.
You can watch it live on Facebook. She's got 10 minutes of this, people.
We will check in with her next as we get the end of the punishment.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee is live in the torture closet.
Oh, it's back.
No!
Her draft pick for Big Brother went home last night, so she has to sit in the closet for 10 minutes listening to music she hates.
Oh, I can't sit, by the way.
Back to Pen Pineapple Pen.
Apple Pen.
One of the people who's watching live on Facebook right now said, this song plays on your station every day. Yes, she hated 7 Years. She hates that song.
Hates it. I walk out when that happens.
Pineapple Apple Pen.
I want you guys to know you guys have really just screwed me up because I just found a teddy bear and I'm about to sit and cuddle with it because I'm so... I'm over this.
Oh, what's next? What song could be next?
Oh. What? Really?
She hates Stevie Nicks.
Oh, it's back to this.
Oh. Stop! This is... I hate you all. All of you. And there's nothing in here I can plug my ears with.
She's in this tiny closet that's like maybe 4x8.
And we should say that all of the editing credit goes to producer Joey, who put these together.
I'm going to kick your butt, Joey.
Fantastic job.
Master torture list.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You enjoy yours.
Yeah.
You don't like Hedge of 17, Shaylee? What's wrong?
I hate you. Maybe. I can't even pace. There's no room to pace.
That's what makes it worse, and there's no air conditioning, so it's about
really
110.
Hot in here.
Stick your head through the reindeer head. Everyone keeps saying that on Facebook
Live. You gotta scoot over. We can't see you on the Facebook Live video. You gotta scoot over.
Put your head.
We want to see the effects of this torture on you.
Oh, I'll take your phone and I'll be sitting on the floor.
By the way,
my teddy bear and a blanket.
Ricky on Facebook Live
really
said she hates Stevie. That's a crime.
Well, it's a millennial
Stevie.
For you.
I hate that song.
Yeah. How do you feel about Amadeus?
You know exactly how I feel about it.
Facebook Live.
This is great.
Don't worry, Shaylee. Only a lot of people are watching you in the torture closet.
How many more minutes do I have? We're at least at 8, right?
Ooh, we forgot
to start the timer. Oh,
man. It may need to start over again.
You got 2 minutes.
No.
2 minutes. 2 minutes left in the torture chamber. Okay. So this is it. This is the punishment for Shaylee drafted Cody in the Big Brother draft.
I hate this song.
It's train song.
This is not funny.
Oh, good thing you don't work at another radio station. You'd hear this every hour. Putting on the Ritz.
All of her 80s favorites. Look at that.
Do you even know who Taco was?
No, of course not.
We've got a ton of people watching on Facebook Live right now. I think they're enjoying this. This is great.
This is just twisted.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is fantastic.
This is great. This is a lot of fun, guys. This is a really good idea.
Super duper.
Why do you sound like you're out of breath, Shaylee? What's going on?
Because I can't pace anymore. I don't know where to go.
How hot is it in that closet?
It's a little toasty.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're having a panic attack right now?
I mean...
Oh, what? This is the rap?
Glad you all are enjoying this.
Shaylee, good news, though. Tim on Facebook Live says, well, she looks good, though. So you go.
Thank you. There's that.
Well.
You can't feel that it's 1,000 degrees in here.
And then I'm being forced to listen to this.
Super tight t-shirt helps.
Make this stupid song stop.
I'm sorry. We can't. It's the torture closet.
I think you're just about done. I think you have almost lived through your torture.
Jessica suggests that you need to sit and read a book. Block out the music and chill.
Oh, I can't. There's no book in here. I've looked, but there is wine.
We have wine in the promotion.
Oh, yeah, but I have nothing to open it with.
We're back to Pen Pineapple Pen.
He's getting a rewind of all the greatest hits.
Greatest hits? That's
and that's
debatable.
It. It's done.
Let me out.
And do you know what your sweet, sweet reward is for living through that? We get to try Betty Ray's barbecue ice cream in about 30 minutes here on the show. Shaylee, you get an ice
and
cream
Joey
treat.
Just handed me a beer.
Oh,
wait a second.
Damn, I want the promotions closet.
Yeah, wait, where's my torture coming up?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, everybody.
If you missed Shaylee's torture closet, this was the playlist.
You don't get to replay it.
Maybe I just will, just to torture over and over.
Torture for all of us.
You want me to send it to you?
No.
You can watch
turn that off now.
The Facebook Live video. PPAP. Come on, Shaylee.
I just took my headphones out.
Go to the KC1021 Facebook page, give us a like, and you can watch her torture closet video.
I have an apple.
Come on, Shales.
No.
Relive the magic.
No, that was terrible.
It's Friday morning, and it's time to check the weekend box office and the movies opening up today.
Yep, a couple of new ones. War for the Planet of the Apes. This is the third chapter of the critically acclaimed blockbuster franchise. Caesar and his apes are forced into a deadly conflict with an army of humans led by a ruthless colonel. Woody Harrelson's in this, and Steve Zahn, too.
Are there more like you? More apes from zoo?
Dead. All dead. Long time. Human gets sick. Ape gets smart. Then human kill ape. But not me. I rot.
You learn to speak.
Listen.
Also opening up this weekend, The Big Sick. Big Sick, based on a real-life courtship about a couple who falls in love but struggles as their cultures clash.
So, 9/11. No, I mean, I've always wanted to have a conversation about it with people.
You've never talked to people about 9/11?
No, what's your stance?
What's my stance on 9/11?
Anti. It was a tragedy.
I mean, we lost 19 of our best guys.
Huh? Oh. That was Ray Romano.
Oh, my gosh.
Holly Hunter's in that, too. That's called The Big Sick. And I know somebody who got to see it already and said it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I hear. The reviews are pretty good about it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. Now, though, Dave's got
some of you. We have some cool treats here.
Joe's Kansas City Barbecue just got named number one barbecue in America by the New York Post. And Betty Ray's Ice Cream has teamed up with them to create a barbecue ice cream. People are freaking out about this. Half the people are going, what? Barbecue ice cream? No, I don't want burnt ends in my ice cream. And then there's people like me that are like, yes, this sounds amazing. So David from Betty Ray's Ice Cream, you're here this morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming by. This is going to turn into a huge phenomenon when you unleash this to the world on Sunday, which, by the way, is National Ice Cream Day, right?
Yeah, National Ice Cream Day is Sunday the 16th, so we're going to be having just a big party in the place, a few food trucks outside, and we're going to serve out of our truck as well as the shop. We just get swamped with people that day.
Great.
And where is the shop? You're on Wernal, is that right?
Yeah, we're in the Waldo neighborhood. Okay. We're on Wernal and 72nd.
Okay, perfect. And when did the idea for this come about, the barbecue ice cream?
Well, this has been kind of percolating in my head for about 3 or 4 years. We knew we wanted to open an ice cream parlor in Kansas City, and we wanted to have a flavor that would just really, you know, kind of exemplify and pay homage to Kansas City food.
Yes.
And so barbecue was just the perfect thing for that. And, you know, what better barbecue to use than Joe's? I mean, they're the best.
Heck yeah.
And so the only question was how to work the flavors of barbecue into an ice cream.
And make it work. And taste good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, because it has to be delicious. It can't just be a sensation or, you know, something weird. It has to be delicious on its own.
And so what did you put in this? What is it made of?
So I settled on a neutral base that was just kind of like a sweet cream ice cream, but we tweaked it a little bit with some brown sugar, salt, and lemon juice just to get the balance right. And then I worked Joe's original sauce into a caramel.
Ooh.
So I did a caramel swirl with barbecue sauce in it, and that's, you know, I mean, it's fantastic. The sauce on its own is amazing. And then candied some burnt ends in brown sugar and just, you know, nice little bits and then work those into it. So overall, just the flavors pop, but the base is nice and neutral and kind of sits underneath everything.
Oh, and you brought in a pint for us to all sample this morning. We're going to be honest. Everybody share your opinions as we sample.
Okay. And by the way, I know people's your taste buds are kind of salivating right now. You've heard candied burnt ends. Mm-hmm. You've heard ice cream. 816-576-7102. I'll tell you what, we'll put some people through. We'll give you a free scoop of ice cream from Betty Ray's. You can try this. And we'll hook you up with a case of 102 t-shirt as well.
There you go. Yeah, 816-576-7102. Go ahead and call now as we sample this.
All
Shaylee
right.
is a texture person, so she was worried about the burnt ends. But I put some in your sample. What are you thinking, Shaylee?
Oh, it's different. Mm. Oh, it's really good, though.
The mixture of the barbecue and the cold. So you get a little both.
You get the sweet of the barbecue. Mm-hmm. And the ice cream.
Right.
It somehow works.
And the tanginess of the sauce kind of pops, right?
Yeah.
But it's just, but then the ice cream kind of settles it down and the crunch is good. The smokiness is kind of aromatic. It's I really like how it turned out. It was
especially,
a nice surprise.
Like I just took a bite that was just ice cream, no burnt end, and that was really nice. Mm. And now I'm gonna try the burnt end a little bit.
Yeah, when you get the barbecue, it's a totally different taste.
Oh, I love the crunch of the burnt end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is
so
good.
How do you make it? So is it the candied that it doesn't
can't
make the...
I can't tell you that.
What?
You can't divulge secrets? Are you going to steal this? What are you doing?
No, I'm just going to eat it. But normally, I mean, if you get too much sauce on a burnt end, it gets soggier.
Right, yeah. So Joe's, they sell their burnt ends. You know, you can have them shipped right to your house. And so they do all the smoking and they're nice cubes. We take them and then we also, we bake them. So in the brown sugar mixture that we have. So they're kind of twice cooked. And they just maintain that texture really well if you freeze them.
Those of you who think this sounds weird, you try it. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. We're not making this up. We're not doing this because he's standing here. I would eat this all day.
It's fantastic.
But I ever might.
Joe's is.
Are you going to make a cheesy corn one next?
We did a corn last year.
Oh,
actually.
Did you?
Yeah, there's no cheese in it, but yeah, corn ice cream is delightful.
Catch up, man. Mm-hmm. Joe's rated, by the way, number one barbecue in the nation by the New York Post yesterday.
Yep.
And Jen has never been there.
I've never been
that's
to Joe's.
That's crazy part.
Oh, is wow. that crazy? I know, and I've lived here.
No, that's like, good. I wish I could have my first Joe's experience again. That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm jealous.
like
giving
your first.
Birth. You remember the first. Can I just mention also, that because this is weird, you guys have a liquor license. Betty Ray's Ice Cream has a liquor license.
Yeah, so a little something for the adults, too. We have beer floats. We have a lot of really great local beers from KC Beer Co., Tallgrass in Manhattan, Kansas, and Torn Label here in town. We also have a few liquors, you know, Tomstown. Does a great job on their distilling, and we have a Rieger and Thou Mayest coffee collaboration liquor, and so we make little shakes and also beer floats.
If you have a KC Beer Company Dunkel float, my husband will never leave your place.
Well, but he's going to be there a lot because, yeah, we've had it on the menu since we opened.
Oh, they actually have
one. Oh, yeah. A Dunkel float?
The Dunkel float's amazing. Their Dunkel's so good. It's just like that it nice is. Medium, not too light, not too dark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with the creme brulee caramel ice cream that we have, it's delightful. It's
you
really
are
good.
Teaming up with all the right people. You're doing all the right things, David. You had the best job ever.
Yeah, but, you know, go with the best.
That is amazing. Barbecue ice cream.
All right, so I'm just stuffing my face. You just take do the rest of the
show.
By
the way, the pint is mine. I called dibs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's closest to me.
Just because you got tortured today doesn't mean you get the whole pint.
Why not? National Ice Cream Day is Sunday. That's when they are debuting this flavor. You can go get it at the store, which is down in Waldo, 71st and Warnell, right around there. Or the food truck. Where did you say where that's going to be out? Just going out and around?
Yeah, we're just always out and about. If we're parking in public, it'll be on our Instagram and Facebook. And National Ice Cream Day, we're just going to have the truck right outside the shop.
Okay.
We'll serve out of both.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, open 11 to 10 today and tomorrow, right? And then Sunday, you're back for Ice Cream Day.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, do we have the phone lines? I'm sure they're all
there.
Oh, they're blowing
up.
The hook. Yeah, okay. I mean, he's just going through them all. So, yeah, if you're lucky enough to get through, we've got a very limited supply here, a pint for you and or a scoop for you and a t-shirt from us. So there we go.
Thank you, David. This is amazing. And I have no doubt that this is going to go national and everyone's going to pick up on this real quick.
So good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
get
ready to
like
have
it.
A busy month there ahead, bud.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm coming in for that Dunkel float.
It's Betty Ray's, and we are always happy to talk about what's happening in Kansas City here. So it's very awesome. About to shoot to the moon with the Joe's Ice Cream.
So good. All right, Blondie and Garbage tickets. We'll give those away next. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Blondie and Garbage performing at the Kauffman Center July 18th. We've got tickets up for grabs, but you have to figure out what song Brian is playing on the kazoo.
Shazam!
The Shazam game. Only on the show.
It's Be Kazoo Today is what we're doing. So, I kazoo today's hits. Let's see here. Brooke and Lee Summit, you're up first. Good morning, Brooke.
Hi, good morning.
All right, let's see if you can decide what song it is I'm going to kazoo for you today, okay? I've been practicing these.
Okay.
So, here we go. Song number one.
Ice cream down. Get the kazoo ready.
Okay, sorry. All right, Brooke.
What do you think?
Well, it sounds like Ace of Base. I saw the sun.
Yes,
it is.
All right. Brooke, you are in the running for the Blondie garbage tickets. Hang on the line.
All right, Jenny in Leavenworth. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your song to kazoo?
I am.
All right, stand back. Here it comes.
You really hit the high notes there. Nice job. Jenny,
is there any way to do it one more time?
Oh, well, she needs it again. All right, start again.
All right, here we go.
Think 80s.
Oh, I know I'm out of breath. Song, and I can't think of the name or the band.
Oh,
give it a guess. Just throw out a shot.
Random 80s song.
Yep.
Oh, I couldn't even. I don't know.
3 seconds.
Three. Oh, sorry, Jenny.
Oh,
all right.
Amanda in Kansas City, do you know that song?
Is it Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runner?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It sure is.
All right, Amanda, you're in the running for these Blondie garbage tickets. You stay on the phone.
Okay, that leaves Frank in Kansas City here. Frank, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, doing well. All right, I've got one more song to kazoo for you, my friend.
All righty.
All right, let's give it a shot here. Here we go. This is a big one, by the way. I got to really prepare myself.
Oh, no. Oh my. Crack really is whack. That is something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I don't have a clue on this one.
You don't have a clue? Just give it a shot, a guess, anything?
I'm totally at a loss.
All right, it's an older song.
I'm just not getting it this morning. My brain's dead.
That one's tough, especially at the beginning. But then once you get into it, it gets a little easier.
Jennifer in Blue Springs, do you know the song?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, stand back. Here it comes.
Okay. I Will Always Love You.
Yes!
Oh,
she got it!
She did get it.
Jennifer. All right, Jennifer, Amanda, and Brooke. Shaley, I'm pick one of these pieces of paper out of this bucket. See who wins the tickets to see Blondie and Garbage. She has picked Jennifer, who snuck in at the end.
Oh, Jennifer, awesome.
Congratulations. July 18th, the Kauffman Center. You're going to go see Blondie and Garbage.
Awesome, thanks.
And oh, my.
You like that? I practice that a lot.
It's going to sound great with Coldplay.
This is so getting me on stage. You have no idea.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Another great video is on our Facebook page. It's Shaley this morning in the torture closet. Yeah,
That's
that was
true.
Hilarious. Check that out if you will. It's July 14th. Celebrating birthdays today, actress Jane Lynch from Best in Show and Glee is 57. MMA fighter and professional boxer Conor McGregor is 29. And from Dancing with the Stars, the newly married Peeta Murgatroyd is 31. A stuntman for the show Walking Dead has died after suffering an accident on the show's set. According to the county coroner, John Bernecker died at Atlanta Medical Center of blunt force trauma due to his fall. They say he fell more than 20 feet onto a concrete floor. AMC has temporarily shut down production on the show's 8th season in the wake of the tragic accident. Nominations for the 2017 Emmy Awards were announced yesterday, with Saturday Night Live and Westworld leading the tally at 22 nods apiece. That's the most nominations that Saturday Night Live has ever received in a single season. They should thank Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for all of that.
Alec Baldwin, too.
Yes.
Is it for specific things, for people, or do they nominate just shows? How does that work? Do we know?
They've got all kinds of nominations. If you go down the list.
I'm sure writers and stuff like that get nominations.
Going through, it's a long list here.
Shaley, even reality competition is on there.
For Saturday Night Live?
Oh, no, not for Saturday Night Live. I'm just going down the categories.
Game of Thrones, which normally dominates the major categories, began its 7th season too late, so they didn't meet eligibility requirements this year. But NBC's This Is Us was recognized for Best Drama. Also, Sterling K. Brown and Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us got nominations, too.
Here's a Siri question, but do we know who's hosting the Emmys this year?
I don't know that.
I don't think it's been announced yet.
It hasn't been announced,
New Kid on the Block.
Oh, it's Colbert. Colbert, Joey?
Yes.
Okay.
Colbert.
Oh, that'll be good.
Nice.
New Kid on the Block, Donnie Wahlberg, says he always treats the staff at Waffle House like royalty. That's why the star left a $2,000 tip on his $82 bill at a Charlotte, North Carolina Waffle House Wednesday night. He posted a picture of the receipt on Facebook and said, "My mom waited tables, my dad tended bars for years, so when I walk into a Waffle House and the staff treats me like a king, you better believe I treat them like queens." New Kids on the Block performed in Queen City last night. That story is up on the KC1021 Facebook page if you want to check out the picture of Donnie and all the Waffle House staff. That's your entertainment news for Friday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, a little TTDB. TTB? TTD? Terrence Trent D'Arby? Is it called TTB?
I think that's what the kids are calling him. The TTDBA. From the text line.
Oh, geez.
Yes, there you
Casey,
go.
Casey 102.1, it's 9:17 on Friday. The air conditioner's back, and we're loopier than ever, which is great.
I'm not laughing at this man, but this story's pretty great. This guy got stuck in an ATM.
How does this happen?
So this happened in Corpus Christi, Texas. A man trapped in an ATM was rescued Wednesday after slipping notes begging for help through the receipt slot. So he was a contractor, and he was actually working on the machine when he accidentally locked himself inside. Didn't have a phone with him or anything, so he starts slipping notes through the little thing. He wrote a note that said, "Please help. I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss." And then he had his boss's phone number. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody thought it was a joke. Like, this is one of those hidden camera things. Someone's inside the ATM passing off notes. He was really stuck in there. Finally, one person was like, "Well, let me just try this phone number and see what happens." Turns out that was his boss. Several officers had to kick the door in to rescue him. They said it's unknown how long the man was in the ATM, but it sounds like it was a decent amount of time.
There's so many questions on this. I know that when my bank works on the ATM, they always have, there's like a truck that pulls up. They block the lane.
The armored truck.
The ATM's taken apart as if it's, you know, R2-D2.
Right.
Parts spread everywhere.
Now you've got a contractor. Oops, just fell inside.
I didn't know you physically could get in an ATM.
And how could he write if he didn't have a phone for light? I can't imagine there's any light in there. That'd be hard to write a note in pitch black.
That's a good point.
Trying to write a note.
Did the guy pocket any money while he was in there too?
And suddenly we're missing $35,000.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.